Elizabeth Field Singer is Assistant Inspector General for Audits and Inspections at the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. Ms. Singer, thanks for coming back on the program today. What specifically did you look at in this report? Where did you start on this?
Well, this is a unit that was commissioned in July 2012 to support the Afghan National Army's Special Operations Forces so that they could more effectively combat the narcotics trade and terrorism in Afghanistan. We wanted to look at the funds that the U.S. government has spent thus far to build this air wing and also to help support the operations, maintenance, and logistics of the fleet.
As I looked at this, I did something that it just occurred to me in my own mind. It wasn't the way the report was written or anything, but I kind of threw all of this stuff into two buckets. One bucket was things that DOD has not much control over. You write, these challenges this wing executing include finding Afghan recruits who are literate and can pass the strict 18 to 20-month vetting process. That's not really something that the DOD has much control over. Some of the things they do have control over, though, are things like this. DOD has not developed a plan for transferring maintenance and logistics management functions to the Afghans. What was your sense of where they are as far as developing something like this? Is this a process that's even started yet, Ms. Singer?
Well, it hasn't started, and I think you're absolutely right that there are certain things that are within DOD's control and other things that are not. So you hit the nail on the head with that one. Unfortunately, they haven't had a plan that has set milestones for reaching basic capabilities or staffing up the air wing. Thankfully, DOD did concur with our recommendation that they create such a plan. It's still a bit troubling that this program started in July 2012, and we're now a year later, and they're just now starting.
Right. Currently, DOD contractors perform 50% of the maintenance and repairs to the current fleet of MI-17s and 70% of critical maintenance and logistics management, as well as procurement of spare parts and material. I imagine that's troubling because when we hand over this program to the Afghans, they'll have to work those contracts themselves. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. So just as important as being able to fly these aircraft is the ability to maintain them, to repair them if they're broken. And right now, it's largely contractors who are performing that function for the Afghans. And we're very concerned about the ability in the long run for the Special Mission Wing to perform these important functions.
The Special Mission Wing, or SMW, as you refer to it, is already in the process of being built. You write, despite these issues, DOD's moved forward to purchase 48 new aircraft for the SMW. And here's another one that I filed under something DOD does have control over. You're right. We found that two key DOD task orders, numbered 20 and 32, which provide ongoing maintenance, logistics, and supply services to support the SMW, lack performance metrics, and DOD oversight has been inadequate. Where is their oversight falling short, and where are the performance metrics not doing the job?
Well, they really don't have many performance metrics at all, and that's the biggest problem we found. In fact, we only identified one measurable outcome called for in just one of the two task orders, and that was a requirement that the contractor be able to maintain assigned aircraft in the theater at a fully mission-capable rate at or above 70%. Ironically, for this one task order outcome, we found that the contractor failed to even properly account for aircraft hours, so they didn't even meet that one requirement. So we think they should have more performance metrics, and they also importantly need to monitor the contractors to make sure that they meet those metrics. We found that DOD was not conducting adequate oversight. For example, the contracting officer's representative, who should be monitoring closely how the program is happening, is not even based in Afghanistan. He's in Huntsville, Alabama. It's pretty hard to oversee a program when you're not even in the country.
Was it within the scope of your work to try to establish or recommend establishing those metrics, or is it just in the scope of your work to determine whether they exist or not and if they do or don't?
Well, we did have a number of recommendations designed to address this problem, and so we, for example, recommended that they modify the existing task orders to incorporate performance metrics and appropriate quality assurance surveillance plans, and that if they modify the task orders, they do so. we're not going to get down into the weeds and recommend specifically which metrics are most appropriate. That's not necessarily our job. We really wanted to just strengthen the internal controls and oversight mechanisms that DOD has in place.
Elizabeth Field Singer is the Assistant Inspector General for Audits and Inspections at the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. Now, the major point of dissonance here seemed to be that the Defense Department didn't want to wait on something that you recommended that they wait on, and that is a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of the Interior and the Ministry of Defense in within the Afghan government. What's the reason that you think that's so significant and DOD apparently does not?
Well, we think it's critical, and in fact, as you mentioned, we recommended that they hold off purchasing new aircraft until that agreement is reached. And the reason that it's so important is, for example, the Ministry of Defense will not allow any recruitment from its ranks for the Special Mission Wing until control over the program has been officially transferred to it. So that is a significant impediment to recruitment. Similarly, the Ministry of Interior personnel do not have appropriate life insurance coverage to allow them to perform counter-narcotics missions. That's one of the key functions of the Special Mission Wing. So really, we have found minimal activity in counter-narcotics activities by the Special Mission Wing. It's a big problem.
You also wrote that you received formal comments on a draft of this report from the OSD, from NATO units, Materiel Command in the Army, and you write about that exact thing. Both stated the contracting actions have already been awarded, which essentially it sounds to me like they're saying, well, it's too late, we've already done it, and that the International Security Assistance Force is engaging the Afghan government to formulate a charter that would accomplish the same purpose as that planned memorandum of understanding. Why, from your point of view, is that not sufficient?
Well, there are two problems with those comments. First, the contract that was just recently awarded for the 30 MI-17s from a company called Rosabor and Export was not signed until after, in fact, well after we informed DOD that we would be recommending that they not pursue that contract because of the significant problems that we found in our audit. So it's of significant concern to us that they move forward knowing full well what our recommendation would be. On the other point, while we certainly applaud their efforts to reach an agreement that would be similar to the agreement they're trying to get at through the Ministry of Interior and Ministry of Defense Memorandum of Understanding, we're very cautious about that. It would be surprising if they were able to reach agreement on something that they have not been able to reach agreement on for over a year now.
What's the bottom line here? Is it just that very item that they should be waiting on this and they're not?
We do say that that is the most important thing that has to happen before they move forward with acquiring and distributing these aircraft. That agreement has to be completed and signed. Otherwise, the significant recruitment challenges that we've identified will likely not be overcome.
And I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Ms. Singer, that I dumped some of this stuff into a DOD has control bucket and a DOD doesn't have control bucket. The idea, though, of finding people who are qualified or to be trained to operate this wing and work on it does seem to be a pretty significant one. Is there anything that DOD has control over there when it comes to the training, or is that really up to the Afghan government to be able to identify those people?
Well, I think it is largely outside of their control, and in this sense, I am sympathetic with DOD because it's hard to identify trainees who are literate, not just in their native language, but who can read and write in English as well, and it's hard to find individuals who can go through the 18 to 20-month vetting process. So I know that they're working closely with the Afghan government to try to overcome that challenge, but it is a reality of doing business in that country.